First, third parak of Matzim Mishnah Zayin, seventh Mishnah. Mafke pesach v'avirarei ze yoytzi loyches roynes. If you deposited friends by payers food by somebody else, when you return it, you're allowed to remove the amount that we could assume that got lost or damaged in the course or eaten up in the course of the time. Now, obviously, if you put the deposit in a specific place, you just give back what you took. Here we're talking about that he mixed them together with his own fruit, and he doesn't know who, what, and how much was lost. So, the accepted amount is the chitin lo'ir is tishah chatzi kavim l'kur for wheat and rice, 9 half kavim per kur. There are six kavim in a saw, and the 30 saw in a kor. So that means that there's 180 kavim in a kor. So this is 9 half kavim. So that's 180 divided by 45 divided by 4 and a half. Yeah. L'sayin u'l'doichan tisha kavim l'kor. If you deposited barley or spelt, then it's 9 kavim l'kor. Now that loses naturally twice as much as the other two, the wheat and the rice would lose. The kusmin, l'zeh pishtin, the grain of kusmin is spelt, and seeds of flax which can be eaten, sholosh se'im l'kor, they lose a much larger amount, and they lose 3 se'in per kur. That's it. We're saying 10%. So each one of these loses twice as much as the one before it. Hakol l'fi amida, hakol l'fi azman. Yeah. So hakol l'fi amida, that you take into account how many kurim he had, and taking into account the time of the year. If it's known at certain times of the year, there's a larger loss or a smaller loss, you take that into account. Okay, so the kids, Mishnah mentioned three different types of meaning. The chitin oiros have the smallest percentage of loss, about 2.5%, 2.5%, and up to the kusman zerapishin, which is 10% loss. Yeah, but like it says, yeah, you have to know what the nature of that area is according to that meaning. He says that why should you be memayit according to the amount? There's a larger amount, you take off more. There's a certain amount of mice that they eat up a certain amount. They don't know that there's 100 kor or there's 1 kor, they eat their amount. No matter how many kurim you have, you only take out the chesroinus of 1 kor. Yeah. That's his opinion. Kamavan, the taina connected that is that there that the loss is not only from the mice eating. There's a certain amount of rotting, a certain amount that get lost in other fashions. Yeah. So yeah. So another hesber of the taina kama is that the Achborim get together. They give information about how many kurim are over there, and they invite their friends. Yeah, so Yerushalmi says. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ha'isa mita merubei na mitzah lechasoynes leishem mitiris." He says that if he deposited a large amount, which in the Gemara says that's 10 kurim, then you don't take out anything. Why? Because the ma'isa they generally deposit the grain when it's dry, and then in the course of the winter, from the moisture, they swell up a little bit. So the ma'aser comes out that if you have eser kurim, whatever was eaten in quantity, the ma'aser swells up and the volume remains the same. So you give back the same volume. This opinion of Rav Yehuda that you give back the same amount by 10 when you gave 10 kurim. According to other Rishonim, the pshat is that when you give such a large amount, you don't measure it exactly. Usually the measure is a little bit over, so therefore since when you receive the measure was a little over, if you give back 10 kurim, you're giving, even though a certain part amount was eaten up, you're giving back the full amount. But my said the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you give according to the amount, that percentage according to the amount you got. And the ma'isa, these numbers were given for Eretz Yisrael in those days. You can't necessarily learn that from halacha ma'isa, because you have to know the nature of storage conditions in your place and your time.